USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The FDA has endorsed use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine.
Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine works safely and should be authorized for use in the United States. A panel of experts advised federal health regulators. The advisory committee's vote in support of the vaccine's authorization is the last step before the Food and Drug Administration issues a decision, which is expected within days. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The single-dose vaccine would become the third available in the U.S. Shipments of a few million doses could begin as early as Monday. Johnson & Johnson says it can deliver 20 million doses by the end of March and 100 million by the end of June. More than 47 million people in the U.S. have received at least one shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A declassified CIA report concerning the murder of a U.S.-based journalist has been released. John Clements reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The report concerns the October 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The investigation reports the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the killing of Khashoggi, who had criticized many of his actions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to the media while aboard Air Force One.
Our intention is to recalibrate the relationship, and this would be a different relationship with the Saudi government. Of course, we want to end the war in Yemen. We want to ensure the humanitarian crisis is addressed, and the president and every member of our team is not going to hold back in voicing concern and taking action as needed about human rights abuses.
The State Department has announced a new policy allowing the U.S. to deny visas to people who harm, threaten, or spy on journalists on behalf of a foreign government. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The House is expected to pass a $1.9 trillion pandemic relief package late tonight, including $1,400 checks for most Americans and billions of dollars for schools, state and local governments, and businesses. Republicans say the spending is vastly more than what is needed for the pandemic, but Democrats and President Joe Biden say a robust aid package is necessary to prevent a long and painful economic recovery. They plan to have the relief package approved by the middle of next month. And speaking of business, if you qualify, now might be the time to apply for a loan from the Paycheck Protection Program.
Unlike normal loans, the PPP loans can be forgiven if certain requirements are met, meaning they're essentially grants with strings attached. The PPP loans have been available since April of 2020. As far as how the program is going, Bill Lowe is the CEO of Texas Bram Bank.
Well, actually, it completely exceeded our expectations, both the first time and the second time. We generated about 525 loans the first go-round for $60-odd million, and which was, for a little bank like ours, a pretty big sum. And then the second round, we've generated almost 300 loans, and we're approaching $40 million, which very much surprised me. Most of my compatriots in the industry feel the same, that it just completely exceeded their wildest expectations.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.